Let's welcome in our friends from U of R Medicine, Finger Lakes Health. We start off, as always, with Kim Alacqua. Morning, Kim.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, good. How's it going today?
It's going great. Beautiful day, nice and sunny.
Yeah, and we've got some stuff going on, right?
Yeah, I just have a couple announcements. I want to start off with my reminder that I usually do for every radio show is to encourage our patients to go out and sign up for MyChart. As of November 1st, we'll be moving over to Epic, and we'll just be very excited when we're on Epic and MyChart, be a one single patient record through all of our continuum of care, be able to contact your providers, request your prescriptions, and all of your providers will be able to see all your results in the same medical record. The second thing is 108 Holes for Health Golf Challenge, and it's not too late to sign up. This supports the Finger Lakes Health Foundation. The challenge is to play 108 holes of golf when and wherever you want. You submit your scores cards by September 15th to be eligible to win a $500 Wegmans gift card. Lakeview Country Club in Penyan and Seneca Resorts Putt and Play are both host courses for this, but you can play anywhere that you want. And we want to thank Kidney Drugs Foundation for leaderboard sponsorship and the Canandaigua National Bank for the Double Eagle sponsorship. And also the Friends of Geneva General Hospital is hosting a pickleball tournament on October 3rd at Geneva High School. Some more details coming on that. And Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital is doing their annual mom sale again. So it's $12 for 10-inch pots. These are beautiful moms. They are huge. And there's burgundy, orange, and yellow, and they all go to benefit soldiers and sailors.
I'm sitting here trying to do the math of, okay, what's 108 divided by 18? And I just can't get my head to work. But, hey, that's just a few rounds of golf. And if you're a semi-regular golfer, no problem being able to get that in during the course of the summer. So you said scores can be submitted until September 15th.
September 15th. It's $10 to be part of this challenge. All money goes towards Finger Lakes Health to the foundation, and then you can win a $500 gift card.
See, there you go. Just for knocking the ball around during the summer, which you might be doing anyway. So.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's introduce today's guest, Kim.
Today we have Amanda Briggs. Amanda is a family nurse practitioner with Finger Lakes Health Primary Care located in the medical office building, which is adjacent to Geneva General Hospital. And Amanda has a very interesting career path. We're so excited that she's here with us. And she started off at the Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing. And then I'll leave it to you, Paul.
Okay. Well, all right. Kim has teed it up that you've had an interesting journey, Amanda. First off, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about this journey and how it started and how you come to be where you are now.
Yeah, so growing up, I've always been that child that wants to sort of help somebody. So if you're got a cut, I'd be like, oh, let's go wash it, put a Band-Aid on it kind of thing. And that sort of just grew. I had a great grandmother that actually graduated from Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing. So my original path was education. I went there and I was like, don't really think this is the kind of care I want to give. So I wanted to do some nursing. So I applied and went to Marion S. Whalen, graduated in 2011, and then immediately started working at Finger Lakes Health with their Geneva internal medicine practice. After that, I got my RN and moved up to 3 North, doing some acute care. And then I moved on and went to public health. I have 3 children. Some day-night rotations were a little difficult, so just needed a little bit of a change.
Right.
So I went into public health during the height of COVID, and then transitioned. I went to Chamberlain Online, got my BSN, and then St. John Fisher to get my master's to become a family nurse practitioner, and came home back to Finger Lakes Health.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And what sounds like a relatively short amount of time. And going into public health right at the time of COVID. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it was a change, but it was interesting. You know, the first 2 years of public health, that's all I did was COVID.
Oh, wow.
So.
All right. So now you are joining Finger Lakes Health Primary Care.
Yes.
And for people that aren't familiar with it, I know we've discussed primary care before, but it's always a good refresher on why you should have a primary care physician.
Yeah, so in primary care, we focus on education, educating the patients, and then screenings, prevention of chronic disease, managing those chronic diseases if things come along. But it's important to have that base home to take care of your basic health needs.
Yeah, kind of put it in football terms, the primary care physician is like the quarterback of the offense.
Correct.
Because you're the ones that make the determination based on diagnosis. Okay, does somebody need follow-up testing? Does somebody need a referral to a specialist for something of that nature? Or there are just some things, you know, routine maintenance things that a primary care physician can handle that you may be a little bit lax on.
Yeah. You know, we definitely, you know, see patients. We refer out to specialty care if needed, if it's something beyond our scope, or, you know, the basics of what we know and what we can help with that patient doing.
Yeah. And by the way, Finger Lakes Health Primary Care is accepting new patients. If you go online, we'll give you the web address here in a little bit. You can find a list of accepted insurances online. So it's easy to set up a visit and get a primary care physician. Now, once you do that, that makes navigating the whole process of medical care, to me, so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, so the online portal actually puts some of your health right at your hands. You know, it's nice to involve the patient in their own care and advocating together for their best outcomes.
And I know, Kim, Finger Lakes Primary Care does use the MyChart system.
Yeah, so that was one of our early adoption practices. So Finger Lakes Health Primary Care is already on MyChart and Epic, so that's very helpful for our patients. And I think what's interesting, too, at Finger Lakes Health Primary Care is the team-based approach that the practice has with Dr. Equinazi, Dr. Platzer, Greg Fix, Amanda, and Stephanie.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's a little bit different than just, you know, going into a practice where, okay, I'm just seeing one individual doctor and that's it.
Yeah, so we like to, you know, allow the patients to have that opportunity to see the other doctors. So if you had to come in, like you're not seeing somebody that's brand new, like you know you've had that little bit of a relationship with them, because sometimes we see patients at their most vulnerable time.
And you also offer telemedicine. This is something that has literally exploded, partly due to COVID, but partly also due to the fact that it's just so much more convenient for people that may have issues getting transportation or things like that, or people that are on a tight schedule.
Yeah, I think it helps close those gaps and meet individuals where they are. So if they have transportation issues, telemedicine allows them to still have a visit with their primary care.
And sometimes when you're doing something as simple as, okay, you're having a quick follow-up consult, you need your prescriptions renewed, that sort of thing, you can do that easily through a telemedicine appointment.
Absolutely. Long as there's not something that needs to, you know, have an actual physical assessment, telehealth medicine is, you know, the way to go.
But if you do have something that needs physical assessment, that's when you need to make the effort to get into the office and have a primary care physician to get the whole care process started.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, patients might not feel that they need an in-person visit. We might start with telehealth and something may come along that, hey, why don't you come in, the office if things don't get better.
Yeah. And any insurance company that I've dealt with always asks the question, who's your primary care physician? There's a reason for that.
Yeah. So you have to have credentialing with insurance companies for them to cover your visits. And a primary care is, again, I feel like the heart of your health.
Now, if people want to find out how to become a new patient, it's flhealth.org is the website, Kim.
Yes. And then you can call 315-787-5445. And also, so Finger Lakes Health Primary Care, as we keep talking about, is we're committed to increasing access to care for our community. And we also, so we have the providers that we just talked about, but we also have our pediatric practice in there too, which we had Dr. Rice with us last time. We have another pediatrician, Dr. Perry, starting with us. So we're a lot of growth in this Finger Lakes Health Primary Care to meet the needs of our community.
Yeah, it really turns it into a family practice.
Yeah, so internal medicine, family medicine, pediatrics.
Absolutely. Amanda, thank you for the work that you've done and the work that you'll continue to do. Great to have you on board this morning.
Thank you.
Kim, pleasure as always.
Nice to see you.
All right.
You.